mean, it's just general scouting to see, you know, how are things working. You know, one of the other things to kind of be looking for now, a lot of people have done their post herbicide applications, for sure in cornfields, and a lot of people are finishing up in soybean fields. So another thing to kind of just be on the lookout for is, you know, how well did those, you know, herbicide applications work? Are the weeds dying? Are they, and if they aren't dying, you know, can we trace it back to, was there something wrong with the application? Was it something maybe environmentally related where we sprayed and it was too hot and the weeds just didn't take up that herbicide like we liked? Or do we maybe think that there is actually herbicide resistance? So now it's kind of a time to be looking for that with those applications done. Other things, you know, just generally watching how those crops are developing. You know, if we notice anything potentially unusual out there, trying to pinpoint what that unusualness might be. And the last week I've looked at a lot of herbicide injury, particularly, you know, corn herbicides that drifted into soybean fields has been primarily what I've been looking at. But I also know with having had made a lot of more post applications in soybeans in the last week, it would not surprise me to potentially get more of those calls this week here of, you know, soybean herbicides drifting where we maybe didn't want them to go. So, you know, just kind of looking and observing and seeing, you know, what we can do if we need to do anything.